It was 70 years ago today that the 45 RPM single revolutionized pop music. They said that the 45, March 15th, 1949, RCA Victor, the first label to roll out records that were 7 inches in diameter. And they say, John, I didn't know this, but the 78 record and the 33 long playing album, 45 comes from 78 minus 33. So it's right in the middle.
I always thought it was because it went around 45 times in revolutions per minute. I thought that's what the RPM was.
Yeah, I thought that's what it meant too. But it's halfway between your 78 and your 33. Or, I mean, well, it's 33. 45 comes from 78 minus 33. There you go.
There were five kids in our house. We were all pretty close. Most of us were pretty close in age. And two of us were the prime record buyers. My older sister, she was like 3 years older than me, and then me. She was the album buyer because she had money. She had a better job than I had. I was a paper boy, and I couldn't afford the albums. Albums back then were in the 70s when I was growing up. They were like $7.99 for an album. Sometimes you can get them at $6.99, and I couldn't afford that. But I could afford the 45s, now which were 99 cents or even less.
Now you buy a new album, it's like $30 on vinyl.
Oh, for vinyl? Yeah. And the double albums would be like $9.99 or $10.99 if you got a double back then.
And the picture albums that came later?
Yeah. So I got the 45s. And so I have fond memories of the 45s. The one that sticks with me is The Queen, We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions. When that song came out, you had to have that song.
Yeah. And stomping and a clapping.
I couldn't afford the album. And I guess, I don't know if my sister wasn't a Queen fan. I don't remember. But I remember buying the 45. And the way the 45 worked was they could only put maybe 4 minutes or 5 minutes of music at the most. I think it was about 4 minutes on one side of it. So what they did was they put We Will Rock You on one side of the 45, and then We Are the Champions was on the other side. So you had to flip the record to get the other side of the song, the other part of the song. And I bought for my brother, he liked Gordon Lightfoot, and he wanted Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
That's like a 7-minute song.
Well, what they did with that one was half of it was on one side of the 45, and the other half was on the other side of the 45. So it faded out. Kind of like, I think 8-tracks, I think 8-tracks sort of did the same thing. But it faded out on one side of the 45, and then it would fade up when you flip the 45 on the other side.
Some came with pictures in
them? Yes. Seems to me like in the later 70s, mid to later 70s, they started doing jackets for the 45s that had pictures on them. Prior to that, it was, for a lot of them, it was just a plain, you know, cover. It was there just plain paper cover, and there wasn't anything on it, not even the band's logo. But they got to the point where they put these color pictures on there, and so I would take those, and I would pin those up on my wall, you know, my favorite artist. Because they did, you know, there were some good, you know, there were some good color pictures that you could get on your 45.
And then sometimes there would be those cool rarities that you'd find on the B side. They'd release the single on the one side, and then you'd like, but wait a minute, what's this song on the other side? Like the one they reference here is Fleetwood Mac's "Go Your Own Way." When that came out as a single, they had Silver Springs on the other side,
which never made the album. They would take at times. They would take songs that didn't make the album. Usually they would take one of the album cuts and put it on the B side, but sometimes, like Silver Springs, which is a great song, which they never put on that Rumors album, that was on the flip side.
And some of the songs, like Dylan's Positively 4th Street and the Rolling Stones' Honky Tonk Woman, were originally released as singles unattached to the albums. Albums. They got released as singles.
Yeah, and there are a lot of stories in rock and roll history about songs that were on the B side, and were only hits because a DJ flipped it over and said, "Hey, let's see what this is," and played it, and then the flip side became the hit.
in 1988, Sub Pop here in Seattle brought back the singles club and started shipping monthly 45s to members from the likes of Nirvana and things like that. So, I mean, you know, it started to creep back in as early as, they say, the late 80s.
But that has not come back, right? I mean, the 33 is back.
Definitely.
But the 45 is not back. Because the quality was bad on the, well, it wasn't good on the 45. No. You know, it was,
but they were too small to warp like some of your the larger platters. The bigger albums would warp more.
They were durable.
They were a little more durable. The smaller,
but the quality on those things were not.
Yeah,
it wasn't that good. Well, we can take some calls on 45s if people have any, you know, memories. Or 360-733-5476, 360-733-KISM. What do you got, Scott?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I my first 45 was right around 1970, it was ABC by the Jackson 5.
Oh, baby.
On a cereal box.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you cut it out.
I remember
and
that.
Yeah, you could see the vinyl, like, you know, it was cardboard on one side, but it was like real vinyl on the other side. I played it on my little phono player.
Yeah, if you thought the quality, audio quality on a 45 was bad, those cereal box records were really bad. I remember it was Honeycomb and Sugar Crisp. Those were the ones that come to mind as the ones doing records, doing songs
on the
box.
Yeah.
And
I think this might have been like an Alphabits or something.
Yeah.
Alphabits.
Yeah. Yeah, they were pop hits. I think the Monkees had a tie-in with somebody. With one of the cereal companies, and
yeah,
those things were, but it was, you put it on there. It was music.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was free music. That was great.
It was on your, cereal box, you know,
and the songs were as sugary and sappy as the cereal.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Scott.
Rex, what do you remember?
In 1974, I think when Doobie Brothers came out, what Once Were Vices Are Now Habits, one of the first releases on the 45s, their singles, was Another Park, Another Sunday. And I really liked that song. I bought the 45. And on the back of it was another cut called Black Water.
Oh, and that was the B-side.
Yeah, that was the B-side. They were promoting Another Park, Another Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then once Black Water hit, they re-released it, and Another Park, Another Sunday wasn't on the B-side of Black Water.
You said 1974. According to the New York Times, the peak year for 7-inch singles was 1974. 200 million were sold. So, yeah, you were right in there in 1974.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, man. Some of the more popular B-sides here, according to a site. Queens, we talked about We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions. We Are the Champions was the A-side on the 45. We Will Rock You was on the B-side.
And they're forever linked, you know, now
they're
as one
together.
Song. Yeah.
The Beatles' Revolution was the B-side to Hey Jude. And the Stones...
Could they fit the whole Hey Jude? Or did they have to do like a 3-minute Hey Jude?
They probably didn't.
Yeah.
The four, they would do...
Because that's a 7-minute song.
They would do some really crude edits on 45s.
Like American Pie?
Yes.
There's only like 3 verses in that song, but there's 8 in the normal version.
We had that 45.
Yes.
Now, I don't know how that was done. That could have been one of the 45s where they have half the song on one side and then the other half on the other. And then the Stones, You Can't Always Get What You Want, was that was the flip side to Honky Tonk Women.
And that had to be an edit, too, because that's a 7-minute song.
Yeah, they did that.
Jeff says the first couple 45s I can remember, Photographed by Ringo Starr and Dreamweaver from Gary Wright.
Yeah, because you weren't really going to buy the whole Gary Wright
album. Yeah, you're not going to buy the whole Gary Wright.
So you're going to go get that 45.
I remember.